Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into renewable energy, but maybe not how you'd expect.
Right. Our source is actually a children's story, Wizzy the Wandering Windmill.
Exactly. And our mission really is to see what, you know, real insights about clean power we can pull from it. Forget the technical manuals for a second.
It's surprising what you can find. Simple stories often cut right to the basic ideas. It's less about cute characters and more about grasping these core energy concepts.
Okay, so let's meet Wizzy. He's a windmill, but he's not really satisfied just grinding wheat.
Yeah, he wants more. A bigger purpose.
Yeah.
You know, feeling like his spinning could do more.
That whole desire for, like, a bigger impact, it sets him off on this journey.
It really does. It mirrors, I think, that curiosity we all have, wanting to understand things better. So Wizzy goes exploring.
First up. Solar Town. And he meets Sunny Spark, a solar panel. And what gets Wizzy is how Sunny works. Just soaking up sunlight. No spinning, no moving parts.
Which is totally different from him, right? Sunny just shows how you can get electricity straight from light. Photovoltaics.
Wizzy puts it simply. Solar power, no spin, all shine.
Huh. Perfect summary. A completely different way to harness energy. Though, you know, you do need the sun to shine. That's the catch.
Good point. Okay, so next, Wizzy heads to River Rush Rapids, and he meets Wendy the Water Wheel.
Ah, hydropower.
Right, and Wendy does spin, using the river's flow to make energy. Wizzy sees it and goes, hey, you spin like me, but underwater.
Exactly. It's still about movement, that kinetic energy, but from water, not wind.
The different kind of spin.
Yeah, and hydropower's been around a long time, big dams, small river systems. It's a major renewable source.
Okay, then there's Turbinton Hill. This is where Wizzy meets Windy, a massive wind turbine.
Right, the scale difference here is huge.
Totally. Windy can power whole cities. Wizzy's been thinking local, grinding rain, and suddenly sees this industrial scale.
And that really shows how much power you can get from wind, you know, with these big farms feeding the grid.
But Windy has this great line.
Oh, yeah?
Big or small, we're all part of the renewable energy team.
That's key. It's not about one being better, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's about having a mix, different sources working together. Resilience.
So Wizzy gets it. By the end, he understands his spinning is important, just part of a bigger picture. Spinning for the planet, not just flour.
Mm-hmm.
The story boils it down. Windmills and turbines use wind. Solar panels use sunlight. No spin. Water wheels use flowing water.
And they're all renewable. They all help build that cleaner future.
Every little bit counts, right? Big turbines, small windmills.
Exactly. The story simplifies those core principles beautifully. Different forces, different methods. And you start thinking, well, which method works best where? Depends on the place, the needs.
So the main takeaway is just how many ways there are to tap into nature's power cleanly. Spinning, soaking, flowing, different tools for the job.
Right. And understanding the variety, even just through Wizzy's eyes, helps you see the whole sustainable energy landscape a bit more clearly, how it all fits together.
Yeah, definitely. So here's something for you, the listener, to chew on. Think about the energy sources right around where you live. Which ones do you see most? Solar panels, wind farms, hydro dams? And, you know, what might be the pros and cons of those particular choices in your specific area?
That's a great question. It brings it all back home.